Box A, Chapter 5 Goals. Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 5. In this lecture, we will learn how to create new data types with structures and classes. In addition, we will spend some time talking about object-oriented programming concepts and using multiple files in your projects. Box B, Why Structures? Suppose that you want to model a 3D triangle in code. How would you do it? You might suggest declaring floating-point variables to store the coordinates of the three vertices of the triangle. That means you would need a total of 9 float variables. Suppose you need another triangle, then you will need an additional 9 float variables. This process becomes cumbersome quickly as you add even more triangles. Because of this tediousness, you may wonder if it's possible to define a triangle variable type, which inherently consists of the 9 coordinate components. It's possible to do this using structures, and also classes, as we will discuss a bit later. The box shows us defining a triangle variable type, which consists of 9 float components. Note the syntax. The variable type name comes after the struct keyword. The data members are enclosed in braces, and the closing brace is followed by a semicolon. Note that a structure definition does not declare any data, but rather is a blueprint which specifies how a variable of this new type is to be created. It basically says, all variables of this new triangle type will have 9 float data members. So a key idea here is that a structure defines a new type, which is built from other variable types combined. Box C, Using a Structure. Once we have defined a triangle structure, we can declare instances of it in the same way we do for other variable types. See the box for an example of declaring 2 triangle variables. To access a data member of a structure instance, we use the dot operator. See the box for examples of accessing the individual data member components of the triangle variables. Box D, Data Structure Members. Suppose now that you want to make a 3D point structure, as shown in box D. Now, instead of using 9 floats in the previous triangle structure, you might ask if you can use 3 point variables as the data members instead. You can, in fact, and this is also shown in the box. Note that we still use the dot operator to access data members, but we must do it twice to get to a coordinate. We do one dot operation to access a particular point of the triangle, then we do another dot operation to access a particular coordinate of the point. So the key point here is to show how we can build simple structures and then put them together to form more complex structures. This is important for large programs because we can reduce code complexity by building more complex data structures on top of easier-to-manage, smaller structures. The idea is similar to breaking up a program into multiple functions.